You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Got a text to 78592 that says, my wife caught me crying the other day.
Aww.
I told her it was because an old high school friend had died.
Aww. And that sucks.
But it was actually over an episode of Bluey I just watched with our kids.
Dude. Bluey is tapping into some adult stuff right now.
Dude,
I'm telling you.
I saw a Bluey clip the other day popping my algorithm.
I think Bluey would be good for you to watch, Jose. Actually.
Yeah. See, it's not safe to tell the truth in your real life. Not even to your family.
Aww.
The only safe place is right here on our show during the Masked Speaker, where you can stay anonymous and shed all those secret tears that Paw Patrol made you cry.
That's right.
And one of our listeners wants to tell her truth today. She's chosen to go by Angela. So, Angela, welcome to the Cry Zone. You're safe here.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We cry a lot, too, so if you start, we'll start.
Jose and I, you show us one sappy video, and both of us are just welled up.
Even thinking about a sappy video.
I know, dude, that's
we
not even a lie.
Waterproof this studio because of all the tears that get shed in here. But, Angela, the voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So my friend confessed something to me recently, so it's not my confession, but it's a secret, and it made me pretty frustrated.
Your confession is somebody else's confession.
Oh, my God. You're the one in the friend group that can never keep the secret, aren't you?
Alexis would do this.
We love gossips on the show.
Yeah,
go
great.
Ahead. What did your friend tell you?
So it's an old college friend of mine. You know the type, like really fun, kind of flighty, kooky, not just like focused on school, but a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. And regular jobs were never really her thing. So we were always curious what she would do after college. But so for the last few years, she's been running a, like a fruit and veggie stand at a local farmer's market.
Oh, that checks out.
Okay.
And then she's a ski bum in the winter.
I mean, like the flowy skirts. I'm like, buy organic, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay. The stereotype.
So she posts, you know, like the type of picture she posts on Instagram, right? Just that different events with her little tent and her funny little play on words with it.
That's right. Okay. She's got her crystals lined up to make sure her energy's right.
Well, hey, I mean, it's good that she found something like she likes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. We were all like, cool. She got it figured out. But then she just told me she's not even a farmer. She doesn't garden. She goes to like a local grocery store whenever they have a deal. And she'll just buy them in bulk and wash them and repackage them in those cute little like wooden boxes and stuff, you know?
Wait, what?
So then she goes to the farmer's market and pretends to be part of it and says like organic, even though it's not. It's basically conning people and reselling like all the apples or whatever at a higher price.
Oh my God. When I see a sign that says organic, I don't question it. I just go, oh, that's why it's $2 more.
Well, there's no regulations, right, on it at a farmer's market.
Background check.
Don't you need to like apply with a permit and show your license and things in order to get a spot there?
So I don't know if she like forges those because do they really check them? Or like,
I'll say I had my best friend in junior high. Her parents were running the same type of scheme. They were literally importing tomatoes and cucumbers from Canada. And then if I stayed the night at her house, I would have to sticker, I'm not joking, hundreds of tomatoes. And they would re-sticker them with Spirit Lake Greenhouse tomatoes on there.
And
so they were called Spirit Lake Greenhouse tomatoes. And people thought that they were grown locally.
And they had children as part of the scheme?
Dude.
I swear, name any crime, Brooke has a friend in Idaho who totally is doing it.
It's true, though.
Me and my friend Sarah used to do a bunch of money laundering back in the day.
It's crazy. Like, you don't know where that stuff is coming from always.
Yeah. Oh, I just never thought, like, my mind is blown right now.
But Angela, so your friend confessed to you that she's basically scamming people at the farmer's market?
Reselling regular apples.
Yeah.
Oh, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's just not cool. Like, I told her that karma's going to get her, and it's a terrible idea. And so she actually almost got caught once.
No.
How?
By another farmer or something?
Someone found a Dole sticker.
Oh, she forgot to take off the Dole
sticker. That's really funny.
How did that get there?
I know. She came up with a story on the fly about, like, oh, yeah, there's this prankster going around sticking them on all of our stuff. They're like anti-farmer's market.
They're like...
The farmer's market pranker.
How are you locally growing pineapples?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You know, it is kind of shady, but a lot of the people who go to the farmer's market are so, like, snooty and pretentious. I only buy my organic kumquats here.
So. I think that they're maybe trying to, like, care about the environment a little bit. And, like, buy local so that...
Let's give up.
Yeah. You know what?
Well, I just want to say, if she's listening, I'm not saying your name, but you know who you are. And I think, for the record, this is a terrible idea.
I imagine there's like five people listening to this. Like, oh, I'm doing it too.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's what vintage clothes shops do, right? Like, they call it vintage, but really they just went to Goodwill and found the cutest stuff on the racks. And then now we're selling it for triple.
Wow, that is a great comparison.
So I don't know. I mean,
is it that wrong then?
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe give Brooke this girl's phone number because she wants to buy some fruit. But thanks for confessing. Text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you our next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.